In today's gospel, Christ declares himself ruler of a heavenly kingdom in a witness to the truth. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to ask a question, like I always do, right? You pretty much know me by now. Good morning, and I'm going to ask a question. How many here have a certain genre of movie that they like to watch? I just learned that word genre today, so that's... But I like to watch, my favorite all-time types of movies to watch is anything that has to do with mobsters, particularly the mafia, all right? I'm just intrigued by those types of movies. And you can probably guess what my all-time favorite is, right? The Godfather. Absolutely. I think I've watched each and every one of them 300 times. In fact, whenever it's on, I watch it. And my wife will come in, and she'll say, "Are you watching this again?" And I'm like, "Shh, I just missed that part. I got to rewind it again." You know, I just love The Godfather. And I love it more so because I am very attracted to and have this thing to understanding their code. You know, the respect that they have within their family. When you really study it, it's like a crazy dynamic. And it's one of great respect, you know. And it's respect for who? The Godfather, right? The big guy, the big boss, the leader. People have a great respect for him. Now, why do they have a great respect for him? Well, it's not because they love him and he's the best guy in the world. It's because I'd rather wake up with breakfast in bed, not a horse head in bed. It's because, you know, when I go swimming, I want to be able to get out of the water and not have to worry about my concrete boots. You know, people are afraid of the Godfather. They're afraid of anybody involved with the mob. And they're afraid of them because of what can happen to them. So they have a great respect for them, but out of fear and not out of kindness or love or nice guy. Now, occasionally you'll see in the movies, you know, the mob family, they go out into the poor neighborhood and they're throwing out turkeys and hams and Christmas presents and sometimes money, and everybody's like, "Oh, yay, great, what a great guy." But what happens? Well, they're doing that because now they want a favor, right? Now the neighborhood has to protect them. The neighborhood has to do whatever the Godfather asks. I remember one line in watching The Godfather and Marlon Brando, you know, he says, "And remember, someday you'll do for your Godfather." I'm like, I do a lousy impression. That's why I'm not in Hollywood. But everything that they do is for get something in return. They never do anything out of the goodness of the heart. It's always for something in return. In forgiveness, oh, forget it. We all remember Fredo, right? Anything I learned from that is I never go fishing with anybody behind me. But Fredo, he made a little mistake. And he asked for his brother's forgiveness, and he didn't give it. Instead, he took one to the back of the head, and now he's with the fish. So why do I tell you all this? Number one, because I like sharing my favorite movies. But we have to know the lie before we can know the truth. And what is the truth? When we celebrate that feast today, the truth is that today we celebrate Jesus Christ, our King. A King who is totally opposite of what I just described. A King who wants us to follow him, not out of fear, but out of love, because he loves us. And we follow him because we love him. A King, a leader, a boss, the ultimate godfather, who, when we ask forgiveness, is given forgiveness. We're not giving anything to weigh us down. But in our forgiveness from Jesus Christ, our King, we're raised up. A leader, a boss, who sacrifices, not looking for anything in return, but sacrifices wholeheartedly for us because he loves us. And what is the ultimate sacrifice? His life. Nobody in the mob family is going to sacrifice their life for you. The ultimate sacrifice. Jesus Christ, our King, out of love, because he wants the best for us. He wants nothing but the best. Forgiveness, we just ask for it, right? And it's given. Love, we ask for it, it's given. And he expects nothing in return except to follow him out of love, not out of fear. When we love, we should do it out of love, not out of fear. So this week, we know today is the feast of Christ the King. This is the last Sunday of our liturgical calendar, a time for a new beginning. What happens next weekend? Don't all answer at once. What happens next weekend? Advent, right. And Advent is a time of what? Preparing ourselves for the birth of our King, for the birth of our Savior, for the birth of our ultimate leader, our ultimate Godfather, the dawn, but the dawn of a new day. We prepare ourselves to receive Christ, the truth, the ultimate truth. What is the ultimate truth? To love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. There's the truth. And in listening to that truth, we are now followers of the King. And if we follow the King, Jesus Christ, we too will live forever in his kingdom, which is not of this earth, but is of the heavenly kingdom. So prepare ourselves this week, not for shopping, but to welcome in our King, Jesus Christ himself. God bless.